And we'll get back to that momentarily. But as promised, we are joined by a player for Colorado State. He joined the Army after high school. He's had 5 deployments overseas. He is an active duty staff sergeant. Colorado State is at home, another big one. They've got Air Force coming in tomorrow night. We are joined by Joshua Griffin. Joshua, so good to have you on. How are you?
Outstanding. Huge fan.
Thank you very much, Josh. Me too. Really good to have you. Listen, I know you're not going to look to ever make it about yourself, so I appreciate you coming on today and having a conversation with me. First off, let me talk about your football team. The season got off to kind of a tough start, but you've won 3 straight. You've had an extra week to get ready for Air Force. How would you describe the vibe among the players right now?
Confident, very confident.
What about Air Force? They're coming in. What's the challenge involving Air Force? When you look at them specifically, what concerns you the most, and what are your thoughts when you see them?
Well, honestly, the challenge with Air Force, you know, first top off, you know, hats off to the Air Force Academy. Like most service academies, they were still disciplined in all that they do. And so one of the biggest things that we have to make sure is that we have to win the penalties on tomorrow. I think that probably be the most common factor on whoever wins tomorrow.
We're talking to Joshua Griffin. You know, when I look at your team, you're one of the leaders on that team. So what's it say about the guys in that locker room that when the season did not start especially well, nobody turned on one another, and they didn't either consciously or unconsciously mail it in, but guys kept working to turn it around? What did that say about that team?
Oh, resilience. You know, the ability to bend and not break is I think what these guys and what we are about, you know, as it were, and just to see the level of commitment to each other, you know, I mean, you go through a lot from spring, summer, and fall camps. And so, you know, you can't just say, okay, I'm done because of, you know, a couple things that happened your way. So to see that them have the ability to love and trust one another and to realize that, you know, there's always a tomorrow, you know, that speaks volumes of them as a young man.
Joshua Griffin joining us. Now, when you started to get some attention and your story started to make the rounds, you made the point, hey, look now, this is a team that's got a lot of amazing stories and amazing guys. I'm not sure that anybody has your story per se, but take a moment, for instance, and tell everybody about Logan Stewart. He grew up nearby, and he used to sell beverages. And he overcame a number of things, including financial hardship. He earned a scholarship. He became a starting player. What was it like for you personally when you saw him get that scholarship and see all of his hard work pay off?
Oh, man, it was, I think I was happier for him than he was happy for himself. I mean, a young man, and not to get too much into his personal life, that's his own story to tell, but for him to struggle day in and day out and like I say, make the hard right instead of the easy left, you know, it's something that books and movies are made out of. I mean, this young man came here, you know, took out student loans, slept from one couch to the next until he ended up staying with me for the remaining of the year. And to see the work ethic that he put in, you know, not only did he train during fall camp, but he worked with a local trainer after, you know, practice when everybody else is home, sleep, or playing Fortnite, as it were. But to see him put that work ethic into and see his, you know, life come to fruition as it is. I can only hope for the best, and I see a great future for him, whether it's in football or, you know, whether, you know, or somewhere else in life.
Now, for some reason, Josh, people listening right now do not know your background or your story. They're probably hearing this and saying, this does not sound like a normal college football player. And the fact is, you're not. Your story is inspiring as well. Now, you played football and you ran track at Ross Shaw Sterling High School in Texas. Back then, what were you like as a football player?
Oh, cocky. But no. I was a cornerback. Pretty much I played all of the defensive back positions, and I also was a 200 and 400 meter runner. Not too shabby, if I had to say so myself.
Not too shabby at all. Now, the story goes that you suffered an injury as a senior. At that point, what kind of thoughts were you having about football? Did you think your football days were over then?
No, I've always had this uncommon, you know, will to, you know, just persevere. And I knew that, you know, that if I didn't have it today, then there will be a tomorrow somewhere down the line. So, and like I told, you know, somebody else, I already knew 2 things was going to happen. You know, either I was going to be in the NFL or I was going to be in the Army. And so when I got hurt and I didn't see a foreseeable future playing sports anymore, I decided to hang up the cleats momentarily and join the armed forces.
Joshua Griffin joining us. He's a player for Colorado State. So what was it about the Army that appealed to you and made you want to sign up?
Oh, just the selfless service, you know. A lot of people don't know, but, you know, the military has always been a great contributor to the equality in our society. And, you know, I'm also a son of a soldier, a grandson of a soldier, and it runs deep in my family. And, it's just going, and also it's our team, too. You know, the ability to come together and, you know, complete a mission is very similar to, you know, how it is on a gridiron or on a basketball court, anything in sports. And so, you know, being in the military definitely helped facilitate that competitor that's within me.
Joshua Griffin joining us. And you touched on this, but I want to make sure that the listeners understand. You served more than a decade in the Army. You trained with the Army Rangers, the Green Berets. You were deployed overseas. You were involved in missions that we can't really discuss. But what have you learned about yourself during your time in the Army?
Honestly, that I can do anything I put my mind to, you know, whether it was, you know, being a night stalker or, you know, on the various deployments, you know, so forth and so on. One thing I learned about myself is that actually I care about people. You know, I care about my soldiers, you know, getting them home. You know, I care about their families so they can see their mothers or their fathers, you know, sisters and brothers, as it were. So, you know, a lot of people would think that as a service member, you would say something, you know, hard, and yes, I've learned that I'm callous or I'm tough and all that. But, you know, at the end of the day, we're just people trying to get each other back to their loved ones.
Joshua Griffin joining us, plays his college ball right now at Colorado State. You got involved in the Green to Gold program. What is that, and why are we excited about that?
Yes, so the Green to Gold program, it offers service members the opportunity to take a break from the military for 2 years, go to an institution of choice in order to get their degree and then come back into the military as an officer.
All right, so you get accepted into that program, and then football was always, I would imagine, still in the back of your mind, but you've said the love of football was ignited. You had three schools in mind, Houston, Temple, USC. The story goes you were going to fly here to Los Angeles to see USC, but there was a travel issue in Denver, so you went to Colorado State instead. What do you remember about the visit?
It was divine. I just can't explain anything else, you know, about that. I mean, what other story can you say that, you know, you go to a place that you really didn't care to go, you end up meeting the football operations manager, you end up meeting the head coach, and then you leave the campus not only being accepted but having all your credits transferred with a date to try out for the team. So I can only believe that that was God's hand in me coming to this team.
We're talking to Josh Griffin. So you mentioned the director of football ops. That's Tom Ehlers. And he said that one day he got a message from you, and he responded, yeah, I'd love to talk to you. I'd be happy to talk to you. And then his phone rings, and it is you, and you're already out in the lobby, and he can't figure out how you even got into the building because that's not easy. What do you remember about that meeting and conversation?
I remember just meeting a kindred spirit. I remember meeting a man who, you know, his word is his bond, you know, and it, you know, just there's some things in life that you go in and it just feels right, you know. And he wonders how I got into. Well, I just simply walked up to the building and then someone's like, "Oh, you trying to get in?" And I was like, "Well, yeah, sure," you know. So they let me in, and I was just right there in the lobby waiting for him. So it wasn't any, you know, GT-14 classified, you know, way of me getting in, or as it were, but it was just by chance that I got in, and the rest is history.
The rest is history. We're talking for a few more moments with Colorado State's Joshua Griffin. However, the part of the story, too, you weren't allowed to work out on the team's field during the 2 weeks before a walk-on tryout. So the story goes, you would drive from your base in Colorado Springs to Fort Collins, which is 2 hours. You would watch practice, and then you would put yourself through the same exact drills but on a different field. Is that how that went, and what did you take away from those visits where you just watched them do what they were doing?
Yeah, you know, when I hear the story, you know, said back to me, it does kind of sound a little insane. but, yes, for the bit of it, yeah, it's true. For at least three times out of the week, sometimes four, because I might spend a night at Fort Collins, I would drive and just sit there. And I'm pretty sure some of the players can attest that some weird guy probably standing outside of the practice field, just stood there and just watched. And I did that for two reasons. Number one, I wanted to figure out whatever they were doing. That way I could perfect it. That way I could have a better chance to play. And two is that if I'm to be on this team, and it was during the summer, so it was very hot, I wanted them to know that when I got on the team, that guy that was sitting there outside, he didn't need to be out there, was standing there when it's uncomfortable dealing with the heat because he wanted to be on that team. So whatever they were willing to be put up with, I was willing to put myself through as well.
Yeah, Josh, I would imagine in your life you've been put in some really stressful situations. You're an athlete anyway. But given your journey, given what you went through, given how badly you wanted this, after all this time, what about the day of the tryout? I mean, that's the ultimate. No, I take that back. That's not the ultimate. I was going to say that's go time, though. What do you remember about the day of the tryouts and how you were feeling?
Confident. Confident. I remember six other young men out there that weren't very their minds weren't at ease. And I just remember being the older guy there. I had to be, you know, even then a leader to tell them, hey, look, don't worry about it. You know, that the only thing in life that you can control is your attitude and your effort. And so with that being said, I remember, and people can laugh at it now, look back at it, but I just had tights on. And one would think I was trying to, you know, try out for the NFL Combine at this moment. But yeah, I went through it. Apparently I did well in it. And, you know, that's when Tom let me know that, hey, man, we want you on the team and come out, you know, and so I did. Very, very excited.
So what was it like to hear that? You've had the vision for a long time now. How does it feel to be a college football player?
I've been rejuvenated. I you know, people say I'm 33 years old, but I'll be honest with you, I don't realize my age unless it's even, you know, it has brought back purpose in my life to let me know that my desires are far beyond playing football or in the military. It's really to help and to be there for people.
Yeah, Josh, I hadn't even mentioned it, your age yet, but you are 33, and the really important part here to me is the guys, and I would imagine the kids on the team probably have a little bit of fun with you and probably call you certain things, but at the same time, you made it very clear that you're there for them. You want to help them. You want to share what you've learned. You said, come to my house if you want. If you need a place to crash, I'm here. You've taught them how to tie a necktie. You've taught them how to change a tire. You've told them, if you're about to do something that you probably shouldn't do, call me first. What's all of that mean to you, and what's that part of the experience been like?
Well, you know, I even though right now I'm a D1 athlete, a college student, I'm always going to be a platoon sergeant. I'm always going to be a non-commissioned officer. And that role we have in the military, you know, we always say that the NCO is the backbone of the Army. And I truly believe that. And so as a person who has the experiences, the financial resources that I have, it would be wrong for me to see this as a me time, to be selfish. No, my job in life, and I think this is everybody's job in life, is to leave a lasting positive impact to whoever they meet. And so, you know, when I tell people, hey, yeah, you want to come over to the house, if you want to talk things out before you make a decision, yes, I will be there for you, because that's, at the end of the day, that's who we are as a people. That's what we should be about, by helping one another.
Joshua Griffin, my guest. A final question then. I appreciate your time very, very much. You know, people, even if you're not looking to be, you are an inspiration. You recognize this. People are inspired by you. So what do you want them to know? For instance, if there's a piece of advice or wisdom that you could give to people listening right now, knowing what you know and what you've lived, what would that piece of advice be?
Don't set limitations on what you can do. Know that as long as there's air in your lungs, you have opportunity. Know that, you know, there's no such thing as, you know, a fountain of youth, but there is a fountain of death, and don't drink out of it. You know, there's a lot of things in life that we say we can't do, but why? You know, as long as if you can dream it, you can do it. And I'm a firm believer in that. And if there's anything that people can take from my story, is that it's never too late. As long as that you have the will, the strength in your body to do it, well, go on and do it.
He is a Colorado State football player. He joined the Army right after high school. He's had 5 deployments overseas, an active duty staff sergeant, and a big one tomorrow night, Air Force at Colorado State. My guest, Joshua Griffin. Josh, so nice to meet you. I appreciate your service very much, and I really appreciate that conversation, Josh. Thank you very much.
Likewise. Thank you so much for having me.
Have a great day. Really enjoyed that. And I know a lot of people got so much out of that. Great conversation. Joshua Griffin. Man, I love that.